Wavesound Audiobooks presents Killshot by Gary Disher, narrated by Dorji Swallow. Dedication for Chris and Pippa. Chapter 1. Wyatt was based in Sydney this year. All the documents to prove he was a citizen of New South Wales. On a grubby night in late March, humid, toxins in the air, he stood watching a two-story house in Rushcutters Bay. Light from the cloud-streaked moon threw busy shapes over the street and flared briefly on the face of Wyatt's old Longines. He unstrapped it from his bony wrist, shoved it into a pocket. Now he was ready. A shadow among other shadows. A shadow you'd take for a bush, not a thief. He had no need of a wristwatch anyway. His sense of time passing was acute. He waited now for 30 minutes. He didn't think the law was interested in Alan Hagger, even though the guy was bent. But still, he watched for a surveillance team, a van, a powerful sedan that hadn't been on this street on any of the other nights Wyatt had been here, or a movement, a twitched curtain, a dim light in a window overlooking Hagger's house. Nothing. And no sign of another man like Wyatt either, with the same job in mind. But Wyatt always planned for the unexpected variable, a rainstorm. Hagger receiving a late evening visitor, a junkie burglar setting off an alarm. Other things he couldn't plan for, he hoped to absorb, accommodate, or outrun. About 10:30 now, and Hagger would be going to bed at 11. The usual routine. Take his elderly cat into the backyard and wait while it did its business. Lock up, set the alarm, teeth, bed. Wyatt moved. He knew how to wait, but emotion was calm and focused, with an edge that was not pleasure, exactly, but a cool, clear absorption. He wanted the money, of course, but he also wanted the thinking and the action. He drew closer to Hagger's house, melting from shadow to shadow, his movements unhurried, unremarkable to a neighbour drawing curtains for the night. Then he was on Hagger's side path, slipping into the backyard and crouching beside the patio deck as he drew on a silk ski mask. He gazed the length of the garden, eyes unfocused but ready for movements he might need to face or ignore.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?